I love Marvin. Mom loves you, Dad.
Yeah.
I love Mom. My mom's the best. She's the best mom ever.
You're back here with the car seat.
You're doing so good, Kaysen.
That's not my name.
Huh? Wow.
My name is Brian.
Brian. My name is Brian.
Probably his past life.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Hi, Dad.
Okay, Brian.
You're so beautiful. Oh, you're so beautiful. You have so beautiful hair.
Are you seeing things in other dimensions? There's no doubt.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
see you.
Some people are like, well, he's on drugs and he's just experiencing things, but you wouldn't experience
not this deep.
Not this deep.
This is coming straight from above.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if he was on something, it would be total nonsense.
I'll listen.
Well, I think he is, but and I think it's kind of like a mixture of stuff, right? Like, that's where he was like hot chicken.
Yeah, like,
then all of a sudden, you know, he's like, Jesus.
So. He's a 9-year-old kid. Bro's going to talk about hot chicken.
It's an amazing story. Okay, we can pause it from here. Like I said, it's really long. It's like 10 minutes long, but it's a phenomenal story. And you know, I was like, this has got to be real.
People need to see more stuff like that, not the Miley Kaysen Brooks thing or whatever it is, Madison.
Well, and it's like these near death experiences that I've seen. It's always the person describing it. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but Ben, you've done this too. It's like when you're remote viewing something, it's more like that. It's like you get these. It's you're experiencing all of the senses at once, and you can't put your finger on exactly what it is. So you try to use human words to describe it, and they always fall short of what it is. This kid, like, is just. He's reacting to stuff. He's probably his celestial eyes burst open right now. He's not even completely in this space. And he's just, he's just saying what's going on. And you're just going for the ride with him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It doesn't have to be linear, like in this dimension. That's the thing. It's, right. You know, this is in like the hot chicken comment and, you know, him being drugged up is literally going to be why the haters and atheists are going to be like, this isn't real. But those are not normal emotions. No. Those are not normal emotions. When you're in a state that is pure like that, when you're really feeling that kind of repentance over small things, that's your clearest.
Yeah.
You know, this is why for millennia in different cultures, people have been told to go and repent this stuff is because it actually cleans out the garbage in your soul. And you can move on and you can make changes and you can do what's right. You can do what's better and you can be a better human. That's what life's all about.
I know. It really is. And and that's why, you know, you can just everything related to the story, you can just feel it. And that's what I mean. Like when people have a near-death experience, it's themselves sharing it because they always feel that, oh, if I came back or I, you know, this is my mission. Like I'm supposed to be sharing this with everybody else. You know, the fact that this Madison girl just emailed a random YouTube channel and just shared her story and was like, that's it. You know, like, that's why I'm like, I'm not buying this, even though it's a great story. It just doesn't make sense in my head for what's going on. Like why doesn't she just come out? You know, I mean, there's plenty of girls her age that have come out having near-death experiences, you know, and it's like they're interviewed and everything else. And it's just, it's really intense. But then it's like, not only Did she come not come out? It's like not even her voice. They're using AI images and AI voice.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And story, and it's just, it's just.
Yeah, this reminds me, actually, have you been following any of the stuff that's gone on with Jeremy Renner since his accident? So Jeremy Renner is the actor that played Hawkeye in Marvel.
I heard about this.
He basically died. He died for, I don't know, it's like 6 minutes or something like that. I can't remember the actual, don't quote me on that. Can't remember the actual minutes, but he basically came back after experiencing higher dimensions, let's just say that. And he has just been angry that he has to be back. He's like, I don't want to be back here. I just want to be there. And he's been talking really openly about it because it changed his life. Whatever that thing was that put him to death for 6 minutes was supposed to happen in his life to give him this perspective. We often look at hardships as if they're life altering, they're all bad. But actually, I have to come back to that phrase, like, stuff is not happening to you, it's happening for you. These things are happening for a reason. All of it is for a reason. And if you could see the reason why, you wouldn't even be able to stay here anymore. You wouldn't be able to stay here. But all of it is perfectly arranged for you for a reason. And when you can find that reason, you find the key to living a better life.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. And I'm saying that just as much for myself as I am for everyone else, because it's hard when this stuff happens to you. You don't know why, you know. Like, so much stress involved in life, and like, when you really think about it, you see a video like that and it just becomes, everything becomes so simple, you know.
So true. Well, Rob, why don't you tell us about
get off of my soapbox?
No, I was just going to say, tell us about our coffee.
Sure. Well, you guys, as you know, we're constantly looking at ways to give you guys back for supporting us. And Ben and I had this idea several months ago that, hey, what's a cool thing that we could do for everyone if they're supporting us? And what we came up with was Metaphysical Coffee. Metaphysical Coffee, like, we love coffee. We drink it all the time. Coffee is actually can be really good for you if you get the right kind of coffee. And so what we did is we looked for the right beans, and we found some really excellent beans coming out of Guatemala, which is a hotspot for excellent coffee. And we decided to get these bad boys roasted really quickly for you guys and have it sent off to you right after you order, so that you have really good clean coffee that's coming in, has very low acidity, and just makes you feel better. And that's what this coffee is. And what we're doing is I'll be quite honest, we're not even making that much off of this coffee, but you can get it for just $17.99. And we add in free shipping on that, and it helps support us just a little bit. So if you're into coffee like we are and you want excellent beans, definitely think about getting Metaphysical Coffee, because it'll make your mornings interstellar. And with that, why don't we watch this trailer? And when we come back, we'll be getting into more awesome stuff.
A tunnel. A bright light. An out-of-body experience. We're told death is the end. But what about people who came back from the brink? All around the world, people report near-death experiences. Strange phenomena, divine beings, miraculous stories of the impossible. Back from certain death, and decades of scientific research into it all. What's so big that it could be the breakthrough of an age? How are consciousness, the brain, and the soul intertwined? Perhaps the great beyond is closer than we think. It's time to get into the undisputable patterns, capturing the attention of scientists, doctors, atheists, priests, moms, and pops. This is bigger than we ever could have imagined. Near-Death Experiences Part 1: Amazing Stories of the Afterlife.
Welcome back. Yeah, we've got tons of positive content over there on Rise.tv. Our mission has been to create a platform that not only informs you and entertains you, but also lifts you up. And what more could you really ask for? It helps support our work, and you get 1,000 videos on our platform that you can just go through and watch. We've slaved over these videos to try to figure out what's really going on out there and bring it into your home in an easy way that you can consume straight off of our platform. It's just $12.99 a month, and just a couple coffees for Ben and I, and then you get access to all of this and access to our awesome community who's hanging out right now with us and cracking jokes in our chat over here.
Cracking jokes and sharing really uplifting and positive experiences and stories too, given the content of what we were just talking about. So.
Yeah, I have to say, even after all of these years, we still have the absolute best community on the planet. Yeah. They're the most positive people, grounded people with all kinds of different experiences that they just feel like family, and it's great to hang out with them every Tuesday and Friday on our live shows. And, we're so grateful to you guys for supporting us and for keeping us going all of these years and believing us, even though we got completely nuked off of YouTube.
Seriously. All right. Moving on to more AI stuff. I want to talk about this band, Velvet Sundown. Have you heard of them?
Well, I don't want to hear about them. Their name just kind of disgusts me.
Sundown.
It sounds like a terrible poetry band from the 90s or something.
Well, go back to the 70s. So there's supposed to be this band from the 70s. Well, what's wild about it, they were verified on Spotify as being a real band, which is actually kind of scary in itself.
It's a real AI band.
Yeah. I want to show you their song, though. Listen to this song.
I'm already out.
Ugh. Dust on the wind, boots on the ground, smoke in the sky, no peace found. Rivers run red, the drums roll slow. Tell me, brother, where do we go?
Very interesting.
Raise your hand, don't look away. Sing out loud, make them pay. March for peace, not for pride. Let that flag turn with the tide.
All right, you can pause it.
Get the idea.
Cry
I feel like the, can you pause it? I feel like the prompt was write a classic rock song in line with the spirit of the 1960s and 70s and use lyrics from that era. And then they pooped out this song.
That's probably exactly what they did.
100% that's what happened. Yeah. It was like a ChatGPT song.
So when I first noticed this band, I saw a post on Facebook, and people were asking whether it's an AI band or not. And some of the media were confused by it. So I went on there and I'm like, wow, you know, Spotify verified this band is real. It mentions names. It mentions here's the band members. But all bands talk about where they come from, you know, oh, they're hail from wherever, you know?
Detroit or whatnot.
Yeah. And it didn't mention location. And that to me was like right away a red flag. I'm like, how many bands, you know, the first thing they want to do is tell you where they're from.
Yeah. Like it's a badge when you're like, I'm from Seattle or I'm from Detroit or wherever. Right.
Yeah. Or even
look
like
these hippies. This is BS.
So as soon as I started looking at the photos, I'm like, well, these are clearly AI generated images, but I'm like, why would Spotify approve this band? And they had a whole bio, massive bio. and social media. So I started going on social media and I'm like, wait a minute, their Twitter account has 400 followers and they've got a million listeners. Like, how did they do that? You know? So then I started, that's when I went on YouTube and I'm like, okay, there's not a single video of these guys playing live. Every image is AI generated. Every video is AI generated. And I'm like, this got to be AI.
The thing is, too, is with AI, if you know how to prompt, you can really pull out nostalgia in the images because it's pulling from the era of that. It's pulling from humans' best work on the emotional kind of artistic style of that time. And it's just using it to create an image, essentially.
I completely agree. And then I saw this. So then I was looking at one of their images. And the New York Post kind of brought this up too. Lindsay, can you open the New York Post article here? Yeah, she's getting it. And it's scroll down to some of the photo. Let's see. The first photo. Okay, so there was one. And again, I'm like, this is clearly
that's complete BS, dude.
And I'm like, why is the dude all blurry in the background? Like, you would never do that as a band.
That guy on the right needs to stop eating so much soy.
Yeah. Okay. Scroll down. There's another photo. There's like them playing music there. This photo. So I started looking at this photo and before they're picking out weird things, but I was like, the weird thing, I was like, wait a minute. So what? There's no bassist. There's two guitarists, no bassist.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I noticed. And then I'm like, the dude playing drums, there's no cymbals.
Well, and that guy, the lead singer, is just like a hack of the lead singer of Creed in the 70s. Yeah,
it's like combine Creed mixed with Eddie Vedder.
And the Doors or something.
Doors and a little bit of Doors is what I was thinking of. Jim Morrison, yeah. And I'm like, and then like they notice on guitar, it doesn't.
I have to say though, the AI really got down what a drummer would look like.
I would agree with that. In fact, my friend who plays drums, he looks like that guy.
Not talking about you, Dom. Our boy Dom plays drums.
That's so funny.
Dom looks way cooler than that guy.
But I was like, this is so weird. I mean, like, okay, so where's their, you know, they have full names or old bios. And I'm like, all right, this is wild. Well, then there's this really popular music YouTuber who mostly interviews people and breaks down like some tracks and stuff. Well, he put that. So he broke that song down in AI and he's like, you know, when you take a normal song, we don't have to show it, but basically he takes Led Zeppelin and breaks down Led Zeppelin. And he's like, the AI should be able to break down all the tracks, the singing, drums, bass, and everything else. And it does it pretty well. And he's like, there shouldn't be any artifacts mixed in. Well, when you try to do it with the Velvet Sundown, like, for example, when you hear the singer, there's guitar with the singing. And he's like, that means that this was composed as it wasn't each
mashed all together, mashed together.
Yeah. But open up that video, the one where he creates. So he wanted to see what if he could create an AI song, and listen to this. This is wild. So I'm just kind of fast forwarding a little bit. He's already kind of working on this, but you know, he's creating AI lyrics and everything. And he's like, okay, I want it to be sound like this, and listen to this.
Okay, so it's generated two versions of the song. This first one we're going to play here is 3:29. It says raw acoustic airy atmosphere male vocals alternative. Let's listen to what it sounds like. Tune down a half step. G flat.
Lecture halls and fluorescent lights. Textbook back three stories high. But I'm writing stories in the margins while the professor drones on by. Got a letter in my pocket. Says I'm failing three or four. But there's a highway heading westward. And it's calling out for more. They say I'm crazy.
Now, to be fair, he hates AI content. He's doing this to see how easy it would be. And he's kind of confused about, like, how is people being fooled by AI content? Let's try to create one and see what happens and where this goes, you know? But as you can see, it's like it's doing a fairly decent job at making this stuff. But it's like he it's so funny because the title of that track is like, I hate this song or something like that. And then this song sucks. That's what he put as the this new artist completely sucks. That's the title of the video.
I like this guy.
So you're like, what band is he talking about? And it's like, yeah, he's talking about AI stuff that he's just completely creating. So wild stuff. Now Velvet Sundown has completely changed their Twitter account or X account. It used to be very like defensive, like, no, we are a real band, you know, here's some photos, blah blah blah. Now, since they got called out, and the person that created them, I think, came out and was like, yeah, it is created AI content, you know. It's so freaking weird, though. It's so disturbing, all of it. But I think now they're getting more views or listeners on Spotify because I think people want to like hear what it sounds like. I don't really think people are actually like jamming along with it, you know. But the danger, the real horror with all this is that Spotify didn't even question that this wasn't a real band. And the reason why they had 300,000 listeners in the very beginning was the fact that Spotify started putting them in playlists. So if you subscribe to Spotify, you know, you can like hit a button where you're like listening to a song and then you hit like play similar songs that sound similar, you know, from similar styles or bands or whatever. And it would just like go through different playlists and play you different songs throughout, you know, what you're listening to. Well, people are finding that some of the random songs that Spotify is selecting for you are AI generated songs. And it's like, you won't even know unless you like look it up, you know. Now most of it are real bands and you can tell it's a real band like right away by the name. And then you look up, you know, and it's like, oh yeah, this is a real band, you know, whatever. They have music videos and things like that that aren't fake, but I was talking about this before it really went viral and everybody was talking about Velvet Sundown because I was like, this is so freaking weird. And so anyway, and it's like, the, you know, and Spotify was defending it in the very, very beginning. They're like, no, we, and that's why it confused the media, because Spotify came out and was like, oh, we, from our understanding, this is a real band. And then it was like, they had to change their...
Well, they're not researchers themselves. They're just behind the scenes, like, trying to make ad money off of music. So if it gets a million views, they're going to defend it. Or, excuse me, a million listens, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they're real listeners, there was a guy that created...
Oh, so true. That's such a true statement. Like, are these real listeners or not? Or are these bots going out there? And
yeah, like that. There was a guy that created AI generated content and kept throwing it up on Spotify, but he was kind of cheating the system. Well, according to Spotify, he was, and he had like 17 million listeners, and that's when Spotify was like, "What is this?" And then they found out it was fake. But anyway, it's just yeah, it's scary right now. There's actually real, I mean, bands that are still AI generated bands that you can listen to. Some of them are ridiculously funny. Like people like purposely know it's AI, you know, and it's like play like a Motown song, but you know, that sounds like rap or something like that, you know, or like Snoop Dogg rapping and Motown songs or something.
I feel like it's bad enough that people are using ChatGPT to like so much, but I feel like we're going to become infinitely more stupid if we start consuming AI bands and more of this stuff. Like people need to get out there and start creating music again. one of the biggest comments I get on the metaphysical channel all the time is like, finally, a non-AI channel. Like, so glad you guys are out there, you know, doing classic YouTube stuff, because there's so much horse crap out there right now.
Yeah, I know. There's tons. And actually, I saw this article. This is in Canada. Lindsay, it's the last article I have on air, but musicians fight uphill battle as AI infiltrates streaming platforms, cutting into royalties. And that's exactly what's well, happening. Yeah.
You've got these like fraudsters behind the scenes with an account raking in the money with a prompt, you know, and It's just a shame for real musicians. You know, how much worse is it going to get? I mean, it's bad enough right now that normal actual rock bands can't make anything because the record studios just won't plug them. They won't put them out there. You know, music has declined over the last 15 years. I mean, just watching MTV Music Awards and you barely even understand what anyone's saying anymore. Mm-hmm. It's total whack-a-doodle.
Yeah, from AI videos, AI movies. I mean, I think we're already kind of starting to see this too. I think there's a trend now, especially with the younger generation, where, you know, like CDs, obviously vinyls never really went out of style. Maybe in the 90s, vinyl kind of did when CDs came out. But now there's like a, you know, vinyl is like so big now, like everybody's in the vinyl still. And CDs are like really making a comeback right now because people, I think, miss having a physical thing in their hand and are so tired of all the digital nonsense that's just out there where everything is just digital. And Korn, never really a big fan of.
I cannot take Korn.
I'm not big into them either. But
I could never understand in high school why people even listen to them. I was like, this is just... I don't know.
It's just new and different.
Damaging.
Yeah, it was just...
Look at that guy in the left middle, like center left. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Get a freaking haircut, dude. Have some self-respect. How do you even go on stage like that?
Well, you know, their original bassist quit. He became like a diehard Christian and completely quit the band. But yeah, but...
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got a different path, you know?
Yeah. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is because... They're making a new album right now, and they're going back to making it on analog tape. They're doing their whole album on, like, if they were to walk in the studio in 1992.
I recommend. I respect that
stuff. So
I hate, like, your music, but I respect that.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of cool doing it. But yeah,
I mean, all you have to know about Korn is they didn't even know how to spell it right. I mean.
Well, are you ready for the Q&A?
Sorry.
That's what he says. Are you ready? Or whatever he says. I don't know. Anyway. Dumb. Yeah, I actually saw Korn in concert, but I wasn't there to see
them. Was it like Woodstock 99 or something?
Dude, it was in the early 90s, I saw Korn, Limp Bizkit before they
I was going to bring up Limp Bizkit.
Yeah,
Korn, I feel like Korn and Limp Bizkit are in the same category to me of like, why are you listening to that?
Yeah, Korn, same thing with Limp Bizkit. Yeah, Faith No More. It was Faith No More, Korn, and Limp Bizkit touring together in the early 90s.
Faith No More, I mean, all I've got to say about, aside from that banger they had in the late 80s or whatever, those guys are just... on a lot of drugs.
I'm sure.
A lot of drugs.
Yeah, I never, those are three bands and I never really listened to that much, but anyway, back then it was like, cool concert, let's just go. So I didn't even know who Korn was, and then I came out wearing all Adidas and I'm like, why is this rock band wearing Adidas?
What? But you know, you have to go, okay, but to be fair, in the 90s, Adidas was the alternative sport.
Not at that time. That's why it was like nobody like cool would wear Adidas. You know, it's all like jock stuff, you know, and then seeing a band wearing Adidas clothing, and then all of a sudden that's where it exploded, and then all of a sudden wearing Adidas became cool. And so Adidas made contracts with Korn to promote their stuff.
And how low do you have to be? Let's partner with Korn.
It was a pretty ingenious move, I think, because they were like, "Look, we're losing. We can't compete against, you know, basketball right now with Nike." And
okay, but I don't know if I agree with this, because Adidas is the Nike of Europe. Like, it is, yes, and it has always been the Nike
America,
of Europe.
Yeah, in America at the time, it was really struggling in America because football or soccer, right? Soccer is all big, huge everywhere in the world. Adidas ruled with soccer, but in the US, soccer wasn't really that big. So their products in the US weren't really doing too well. And so someone had the bright idea, like, let's just use a rock band. And
yeah, I exclusively wore Adidas when I was in high school, like in the 90s, because it was the alternative.
It was
sports brand. It was like, you know,
well, I had awesome Adidas jackets that I got literally at, like,
Ben, can you please define awesome?
Yeah, it was really cool. There was just like these, like,
I don't know. I love this. Like, your description of, like, awesome is really cool.
It was just like this alternative kind of looking, sure, you know, 90s, very kind of stylish, you know, blue, like crazy blue and white with these like stripes everywhere and stuff, you know, something you would see in someone wearing in the 90s. But anyway, I really like that jacket.
You know, cool. When I think of Adidas now, I just think of Russian jumpsuits.
I know, that's the only thing.
Like, when I see a Russian gangster, I exclusively expect to see them in Adidas and all wearing the same Adidas athleisure. You know,
yeah, like, it's very specific blue, you know, like the Russian blue.
Yeah. And then I'm like, that guy's Russian and a gangster.
Actually, I have like a navy blue Adidas suit third thing that I got a long time ago. Or not suit, but, you know, well, outfit.
A jumpsuit.
But yeah, I couldn't wear it because every time I wear it, it was like, I feel like I'm some Russian. Someone
gave it to me. You would look like that too. Yeah. All you need is a big gold chain, dude.
Yeah, and that's
then,
it.
And then you need to be really mean to people, what? And you're good. You know what? I want to see you show up to the show with that jumpsuit with a baseball bat, and I'll be like, this guy's Russian.
All right, I can do that. Yeah. Although if I just wear the jacket, it's not so bad. But putting it together, I don't even know if I think I might have the. Because wearing them separately is not too bad, but putting them together and then you wear a little white shirt underneath it, then it's
a,
like,
white shirt underneath.
Full on.
It's getting better, man.
And the big shame.
Like, I don't know how you knew to style it that way, but good job, Ben. Kudos to you.
Oh man, that's so funny. But yeah. Anyway, and the black Adidas shoes, you know, that was like everybody wore.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's either that or you wear the white ones with the black stripe and you'll be even more Russian.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. So funny. All right, well, we're way over. So, yep, those right there. Everyone had those.
The Sambas, for sure.
Everybody had those. Man. Everyone had them to the point where I didn't want them. I never owned a pair of them.
This is an updated version, like a more modernized version. These aren't the classics, but they're nice.
What's up? Oh, man. Anyway, it's cool. All right. Well, you guys, I hope you enjoy the show. So much going on with all this fake content.
I think we should create an AI band that exclusively wears Adidas jumpsuits with gold chains and see if we can make $1 million on Spotify. That's what I'm on this week.
What's the other one that was competing with
Puma?
No, it starts with a U.
What?
Yeah, it starts with a U. They were really big on soccer in the 80s, like when I was a little kid. That's what I used to wear.
It's called Univision.
No, I think it's a U, and their logo is like an oblong square or something. I can't remember. Someone's in the comments is going to be like
Umbra. Oh, Umbra.
That's it.
It so, just came to me, and it has the four squares, right?
Yeah. So Umbra and Adidas were the ones that were kind of competing, and Adidas, and then all of a sudden, like,
yeah, no, but Umbra was always the champion brand of the sport.
Adidas kind of took over.
Yeah. Umbra.
Someone said Uma. Yeah, that's them right there. Umbra or Uma or whatever it is.
Yeah, the indoor soccer. Umbro? I was close.
Wait, Umbro?
That's got to be a Mandela effect. No, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that I see the logo. Right.
Umbro. Yeah. No, I see it too. Yeah, Umbro. Yeah. I haven't even thought about them in decades. It just somehow just crossed my mind thinking about all this in soccer. Because I remember I used to play soccer when I was a kid, and I had on the Umbro shorts and it had the logo on it. And that's all I remember.
I swear, man, if we ever have another Edge of Wonder conference, we're coming out in Russian jumpsuits.
We'll do it.
That's going to be the opening act introducing everything is the gold chains, white t-shirts, blue Adidas.
It's got to be blue, though. Yeah, blue jumpsuit.
And then we're going to tell everyone they can't leave. And if they do, we'll break them. Just kidding.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's like, let's go to a trailer.
All right, you guys. Yeah, we're gonna leave here and jump over to rise.tv once again for $12.99. You can support what we do. Every live show we do a live Q&A where you
can so you can ask us questions about Russian jumpsuits and gold chains and how we even know that.
They're in movies, that's how we know it.
That's right.
But seriously, I think that's why. It's like whenever there's a Russian in it's like as soon as a dude wearing a blue Adidas jumpsuit, you know he's Russian.
He's definitely going to be the guy that gets killed by John Wick.
Yeah. That's so funny. So funny. All right, you guys. Well, also, we have our awesome metaphysical coffee. You can get a very special deal where you get a coffee each month and a subscription to rise.tv. You can find it all under rise.tv, or if you just want the coffee, you can find it under rise.tv. Also, you can find it at metaphysicalcoffee.com. And once again, we cover the shipping, $17.99 for your amazing coffee. But all right, we're going to show a trailer and then we'll see you guys over on Rise, where we'll talk more about Russian jumpsuits.
Welcome to Edge of Wonder, where the weird gets even weirder. You know, out of all the craziest theories out there, none is more fascinating than the idea that giant reptilian beings, serpent people, Dracos, lizard people, or more formally, reptoids, could really exist.
Yeah, this is one creature that a lot of us have a hard time grasping. Are there really shape-shifting lizard beings controlling things behind the scenes, or even controlling people?
Well, if you said yes to that question, then congratulations. According to an article from The Wire, you're one of the 12 million people who believe reptilians are not only real, but are even controlling politics. And if you believe that, then you're branded a paranoid, raging conspiracy theorist slash lunatic who is dangerous to society.
Well, then that is what the media would call you if they were secretly being controlled by reptilian aliens, right? Of course, this poll was taken back in 2013, and a lot's changed in 10 years.
Yeah, that 12 million people might have even doubled now. But whether or not you believe in the most extreme theories, the concept of strange reptoid beings ever existing is still a fascinating topic to dig into.
So is this all a giant hoax, or is there actually something to this reptilian agenda?
Get your questions ready, because it's time for our live Q&A session, exclusively on Rise.TV.